Hello, everybody. This has been the worst week for Pete Buttigieg because yeah. his plan didn't work.
Fucking lost. Motherfucker lost. We got fucking Bernie winning Iowa. We got Trump winning the impeachment.
Two kings.
Two motherfucking kings.
Hang on. What's the line of this podcast? Are we now a...
We love kings. We're a monarchist podcast now.
Oh, okay.
Dudes rock. Who's mad?
So we're just pro-dude and anti-liberal, basically. Yes. If you're against liberals and you're a dude who rocks.
Yeah. We're anti-capitalism, meaning pro-communism and fascism. Oh, no, wait. I don't know what that means.
Dude's about to rock. We salute.
Enlightened centrists.
Yeah, we're in. We, yeah. No,
and
we're
we are
opposite.
Brought to you by our sponsor this week, DraftKings.com.
If you like to bet, have we got the place for you?
If you like gambling, you'll love DraftKings.
Yeah. We're brought to you by our sponsor, Shadow Inc.
Shadow Incorporated. I'm going to put a three-way parlay on Pete Buttigieg. Fucking his own mouth and then losing New Hampshire and Chasten accidentally shitting himself.
You guys hear that Chasten low-key is a like multimillionaire?
I didn't hear that.
Would not be surprised.
Yeah, Chasten Buttigieg.
No, that's not surprising.
Millions
though.
And millions of dollars.
But how, from what?
Probably just family money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's just a millionaire.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, Pete Buttigieg has the lowest net worth of anybody in the campaign. It's because they didn't file their assets as a couple.
Wow. Even though they're married.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at their relationship, it seems like they never filed their assets as a couple, if you know what I'm saying.
Sounds like
we know who's the man in that relationship, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, who's
neither.
The Bill
both
and
of
the,
them.
Who's
both the
Hillary
off watching porn
in that loveless, politically strategic relationship?
Yeah. Who's the Bill in that relationship?
It's gotta be Pete, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete's the Bill. Hey everyone, this is BP Bledis. Thank you for tuning in.
Instead of a cigar, Pete Buttigieg's gonna put a gun in somebody's asshole in the Oval Office.
Just a dead dog.
That's his thing. So crazy week this week. We are a little late because here's what happened. We were watching the Iowa caucus. And we're like, this is crazy.
I was like watching the Iowa Pussy is on Pornhub, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but I'll go along with it.
On Cornhub?
Cornhub, yeah.
Corn
yeah.
Cub. That's for gay Iowans.
Corn Cub.
So we were watching the Iowa caucus. I think, Todd, you weren't there, right? You came back right before.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're watching it. We're like, hey, let's not do an episode tonight.
Until the results
let's
are
do until tomorrow when the results are in.
Tomorrow on Tuesday.
You know,
plenty
fine.
Of time for them to come in.
Yes, plenty of time.
Woke up.
Little did we know that what was going to happen was one of the most hilarious, transparent, and dumb attempts to rig an election that we've seen since, I don't know,
like a couple weeks ago in Venezuela.
In America. Yeah. In Bolivia, yeah.
Millions of vote talliers in Iowa have reported hearing nothing but the Benny Hill theme music while they had to do their jobs for the last like 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, this is everything that they're doing. It is not strictly to win. They're not rigging this just to win. They're rigging this to demoralize you.
Right. They want to depress totals. They want to muddy the waters. They want to get people who are excited about Bernie Sanders and voting for the first time
to
stay home.
If you haven't been following this, let's recap it real quick. Basically, 2% at 2% reporting, what happened was everything got shut down.
Yeah, and Bernie was leading handily.
Obviously, with 2%, mm-hmm. which is not really saying anything. It looks nice and it's fun, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. And they recalled everything. CNN, MSNBC called it. They said, this is not happening tonight.
This is also the night after the Iowa, some fucking, the biggest
Des
newspaper.
Des
Moines Register spiked a poll that had, and it leaked, and had Bernie up by 10%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course it did.
Yeah. And spiked it at the request of Pete, right? He was like, one person wasn't asked about me, so therefore this whole poll is suspect.
Yes.
Cancel it. And they were like, yes, sir, of course, Mr. Pete.
How insane is that? It's like, if the Bernie campaign asked, like, there have been multiple instances of Bernie being left off of polls, left out of text polls, left out of call-in polls, left out of email polls.
Sure.
And the Bernie campaign just keeps fucking chugging along because we don't give a shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg has an inside motherfucker at the Des Moines Register who left his fucking name off of a goddamn poll specifically so that they could then go to the Des Moines Register and say, hey, our name got left off this fucking poll. You should spike it. It's transparent and it's contempt. It is this raw, utter contempt that they have for your intelligence, listener.
Pete Buttigieg is just running around like an insane person, doing everything he can to destroy the Iowa caucus for Bernie. It's like one of the only states where he has any momentum, and he's pulling out all the stops. I mean, like, his fucking campaign gave money to the company that made the voting app that caused this whole fucking mess. Like,
so the night of, it started to come out, and we're talking about the morning of, like 2 a.m., it started to come out that the people who made the app that we talked about on this very show
when we said no one knows who made the app. It sure is shady that there's an app that no one knows who made it or how or why.
It almost seems like they're gonna try and pull something with this app.
We fucking called it.
Everyone,
it was like a bad movie plot where it's like, well, this Democratic Party, this party is using an app and no one knows who made it and no one's seen it before. That'll go normally, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the real bad movie plot is when it's revealed to be a company called Shadow Inc.
How insane is that?
Are you fucking joking me?
So Shadow, owned by a company called Acronym, created this app for the Des Moines or the Iowa caucus. It came out same night that the Bud Guy campaign had donated, quote unquote, donated $50,000
to the makers
of
the app.
To Acronym, right around the time when they were starting Shadow. Mm-hmm. And this Acronym said, we are launching Shadow on their website.
Yeah.
That night, they changed it to invested in Shadow.
We invested 100% of the money in Shadow when we started it.
I mean, it's fucking farcical how bad they are at this. You know, the only fucking psyop that's been this poorly executed is when the CIA sent a string of fucking WAP mafiosos to try and assassinate Fidel Castro.
Yeah, this is, people always say, oh, it's like stupid Watergate. It's like, Watergate was really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were there.
This makes Watergate look like fucking, like the Greek Forum.
This looks like National Treasure, like Nicolas Cage is fucking,
But anyway.
John Cage and National Treasure, just like an old Jewish guy, like, I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence with cool music.
With conch shells.
The Bernie campaign, obviously foreseeing this happening, foreseeing that the DNC, in collusion with one of the establishment Democrat campaigns, would attempt to rig the vote.
Specifically,
they came up with their own app. It's actually called Sonic Inc.
It is? Okay. Oh, you scared. I was like, no way.
No,
it's a lot faster than Shadow, but it doesn't have a gun.
This world is too stupid. I thought that it might be true. But, okay. No. So,
got your ass.
Yeah. But Guy obviously had this plan. Here's the only thing that makes any sense, is that he thought he had a good chance of winning Iowa.
Mm-hmm. He was polling pretty well in Iowa.
Well,
close
his
to
handlers
sometimes
told him that they were going to rig the vote totals and change them enough that he would actually win Iowa. So he was confident because he's fucking CIA.
Here's my real feeling. I think that the plan of the app was for them to be able to see what was going to happen before the news.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So that's the only idea. Yeah. So if he was winning, nothing would have happened. Mm-hmm. It would have gone completely smoothing. If he lost, the plan was, I get to create a news cycle where for a whole week, I get to pretend that I was really close to winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he straight up pretended he won. Like,
I know,
he made a speech
saying.
And it was just like made a victory speech.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, we had numbers that said we won. And in comparison, Bernie was like, listen, these are internal numbers. They're not official, but we want to release them because it shows us doing pretty well. And it's like people got more mad at Bernie than Pete, I feel
like. Okay, let's be real here. You've probably read about how insane and bumbling and ridiculous this transparent attempt to rig the caucuses was.
Yeah.
It is beyond the pale how obvious they were in their tactics. Like, we know that this was rigged.
Yeah.
I think what we should honestly talk about is what now? I mean, like, there's no way Buddy Gig wins New Hampshire. I mean, Bernie solidified like a 10-point lead in New Hampshire in the polls. Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking primary state. You vote. It's not a fucking caucus state.
It's not this weird high school debate bullshit that happens.
It's probably his second strongest state in terms of the primary right after Vermont because he's so well known
and
there.
And well-liked,
Their states are 69ing each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's weird because it's like this was like a very fucked up night and it's like they're going to say that Bernie lost, but it's like he basically won Iowa. And also the biggest news, I think, is that Joe Biden got crushed.
He fucking ate shit.
Yeah.
Zero delegates.
Did he really get zero?
Zero delegates.
Zero delegates
that
so far.
That is insane.
With 86% of precincts reporting at the time of recording this episode. And Buttigieg's lead has shrunk from like, what was it? Like 1.9% in the votes down to like 1.3% where it's at now. Like they just keep releasing counties that will shrink his lead less and less, and like I bet it's seriously like the day of the New Hampshire primary before we see like all of the fucking urban centers that actually voted for Bernie Sanders or whatever the case may be in Iowa.
Right. But what's so fucking insane to me is that, look, we knew this was going to happen. Todd's been saying it the whole time we've been talking about this. Mm-hmm. They're going to rat fuck it.
Oh yeah.
Like that's, we expected that, and that's okay.
So
like, but this is politics.
We didn't think they would do it with a literal rat.
Yeah, we didn't think that they would hire someone from the fucking Great Mask Detective to run for president.
Like one of the bad, one of the antagonists from the Redwall series.
Radigan's henchman.
Clunny the Scourge, a.k.a. Pete.
What I really like about this is I feel like this was supposed to be Beto, right? Beto was supposed to get to do all this tank caucuses and stuff.
Yeah.
But
he just like never really showed up. So Pete Buttigieg gets to step in and fill that position. And he has like, you know, his CIA handlers or whatever that makes him viable for the position. But he's just like, he doesn't have quite enough charm to like do it and get away with it. You know what I mean? Like people are outraged about this. Like even Donut Twitter libs are like, where the fuck are the rest of the precincts?
Well, that's
you know, I need to know.
On the night of, what fucked me up is that like on the night of, I was obviously, because you know me, you've listened to this show. I have no qualms calling corruption and conspiracy when it's fucking obvious.
Yeah.
But what really fucked me up is like all of these donut blue checks being like, it looks really fucking bad, actually, for Sanders supporters to be calling this a conspiracy. It's like, no, it isn't. Like, I don't know what this fucking, like, oh, we're just all bumbling idiots who don't know how to run an election. We don't know how to, like, imperialistically take over a country or, like, hide anything. Like, that, I don't believe in that. Like, I don't believe that the country is so dumb they just whoopsie-daisied their way into putting a fucking CIA centrist in the top spot. Like, no, it's fucking on purpose.
And honestly, like, being that, like, stupid and ineffectual is still corruption. Like, at a certain point, it doesn't matter, like, what you were trying to do. Like, to be that stupid, like, the app was still being tested like 2 days before the primary was happening. Like, that's insane. That is corruption to not actually make an app that works if you're going to use a fucking app.
But I think what's the most beautiful thing about all of this is that what we know this says is that they are pulling out all the stops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They have all of the facade of like, well, truth and justice and democracy. We have to uphold the norms. Out the window. They know that they can't win because Bernie is going to win and that there's nothing they can do about that without just like completely shattering all of these dumbass gatekeeping quote unquote democracy norms. And good. I don't care. Shatter them. Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Because we're just going to rob you back.
We don't need them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well, every
try
time they try
us.
To fuck Bernie Sanders and they figure out like a new and more brazen way to do it, Adriel Hampton gets 1,000 people to donate to Bernie Sanders' campaign because he's hit his personal donation
limit. Shout out,
like,
Adriel.
Shout out, Adriel, doing good work and also running for governor of California. If you live in California, look into that. But the thing is, it's like every time they fuck with Bernie, his base gets more riled up. And his base gets bigger. More people start phone banking for him. More people start fucking knocking doors. He gets more money. Like, it's there's no bad press for him at this point. He's reached the tipping point.
Yeah. What we're saying is they want you to feel demoralized. They want you to feel powerless.
Yeah.
Listeners, they want you to feel as if you have nothing you can do in this electoral process because you've been beaten down by your job, by the fucking landlord that just fucking skims all of your money from your bank account. All of these scumbags that have their hands in your pockets, they're who benefits from these motherfuckers rat fucking the only goddamn candidate for president who ever wants to make any of our lives better and who has a real shot this time around. So you have to ignore that. You have to ignore it and keep your eyes on the prize because we have a real shot. You just can't let yourself get demoralized. You can't let them get to you because this is 100% psychological. They want to psych you out. They want you to feel like you're hopeless, so you don't show up. You need to show up in greater numbers than ever before. And what it all comes down to, don't get mad, get even.
Or get mad and then get even. Get mad, get even.
Yeah, getting
vote.
Mad is cool. Like, as long as getting mad is a gateway to getting even, right? Like, if you're in one of those, like, pointless cycles of rage where you're just in, like, a cul-de-sac of, like, oh, we're fucked. What are we going to do?
You told
you know,
me
I
can never
I can
get
contribute.
Mad online.
I've never said anything along those lines.
Yeah.
Getting mad online is it's pretty fun.
You kept asking me whether I was mad.
Yeah, I'm thinking
do
I'm
not
mad.
Be mad. Actually laugh.
Yeah.
No, but I think, dude, I just think it's so exciting because it's like the more they pull this shit out in the open, like if this was happening in Venezuela, we would invade them.
Yeah.
Like this is insane. This is
it would take a lot less than this. We'd do it for a manufactured fucking reason. we pretended Spain shot down a ship so we could invade Cuba like 100 years ago and never learned a single fucking lesson since then.
This is almost exactly why we fucking did regime change in Bolivia.
Right. One of the things was like, oh, they took a long time to release election results. Seems
they're,
suspicious.
They're playing dirty. They're playing dirty. And what that just means is that you need to play even dirtier.
So dirty.
You need to, so listeners, you should be going to events of these candidates and disrupting the events. You should be bring a fucking banana cream pie and throw it at Joe Biden's face.
Get
and
fucking
make
dirty.
Him lick it all off.
Yeah.
Oh man,
act like you have a wet messy fetish.
Go to a Pete Buttigieg event and ask which rat poisons he's least vulnerable to.
Man, see, I think like Pete would just have like a death glare on his face and would not do anything, but there's a chance Joe Biden would forget he's running for president and think it's like the 70s and like come beat your ass.
Which would be amazing.
Incredible. It would be the best footage I've ever seen.
Yeah. But they're in shambles. None of these candidates.
Until I eventually punch Joe Biden right in the dick.
Sure.
Which is what we all want to see happen to that dusty old man. Honestly,
Joe Biden covered
Pete,
in pie.
Though, I feel like you got to get creative. Like I'd go to shake his hand and then in my hand I would have one of those like anti-bank robbery die packs and I would just die pack us both.
Like in Good Time.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, what we're saying is like, first off, play dirty, right?
Play dirty.
If you know Buddy Gig supporters, like, you know, they probably have cars that they need to get to the polling places, right? You know, if your shitty fucking manager at work has a Elizabeth Warren sticker on her car, like, you know, post brochures in your neighborhood, you know, say like from Pete Buttigieg saying that the polling place has changed, and then send them to like literally Have where the road, like, the it doesn't say bridge is out, and then they, like, the bridge is actually out, and then they
so
can't
you're saying
see
voter
it.
Suppression.
Yeah, do voter suppression against them, because they're doing it against, they're going to do it against us.
They just did.
Do woke voter suppression.
Order a crate from Acme and pull paints out of it and paint a tunnel on a cliff that's not actually there. And guide Buttigieg voters into a wall so they get a concussion.
Yeah, play fucking dirty, all right? We lose when we take the high road when they're going fucking low. All right, you need to go so low that you uproot them and throw them in the fucking trash.
Yes, like that Damon Wayans movie.
It's a race to the bottom, folks.
A low down dirty win. Shame.
The race to the bottom is one of the various events at the gay orgy field day that I that I organize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to race to the bottom.
Yeah.
Support the bottom.
Coincidentally, it's an event that Pete did not want to go to because it was too crass and sexual.
Too gay.
Yeah.
Much like when his husband didn't want to go to a gay bar for a fundraiser because it has a stripper pole.
Yeah, like a pussy.
I can't have stripping in my gay bar. Why would anyone do anything sexual?
But seriously, look, if
he's a robot. Yeah.
If they succeed in rat fucking Bernie, organize with people, you know, do yellow vest shit. Right?
I don't think they will.
We take to the streets.
It's not going to work.
I don't think they got a chance. I mean, this proves that they can't do it.
Well,
I think this is the best thing. This is reaching. I think what we can look at this and say is Bernie's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Like, because already
no
they're saying
chance he's not going to win.
Yeah, they're already saying in like Nevada and somewhere else, like, we're not going to use the app because the app fucked up. So if they had a plan to like use the app everywhere,
they didn't say they're not going to use an app. They said they're going to use
a different app.
A different app.
Yeah.
So what we need
to
do?
Didn't specify exactly.
There is so what you can do, listener, is find out when the next primary that's near you within a drive, if you're somebody who's lucky enough to be able to afford to fly somewhere, do that. Get in a car or a van or take a Greyhound or a train to a place where a primary is coming up or a caucus or whatever and volunteer, canvas, do a goddamn Bernie journey.
Put
right?
sawdust in the no malarkey
dear
van.
The biggest weakness
that these people have, these establishment candidates, is they do not have the ground game that the Bernie campaign does. They do not have you, dear listener. They do not have people like you who are willing to get up off of the couch, get up out of their desk or whatever, and go and canvas and volunteer. And one thing that we really fucking need is people to be at those polling stations to ensure that things are above board. Because every single polling station, they're going to try and rat fuck. So mm-hmm. we need our own paper record of everything that happens at those polling stations in New Hampshire. And I know the Bernie campaign is already planning on doing this, but they need volunteers. They need you. I'm doing my part. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, that was like one of the only saving graces in Iowa is that
Todd
it's like
being there.
Well, yeah, Todd being there.
Yeah, literally.
But just that like the caucuses are literally happening in like rooms full of cameras and people watching. So it was like there's evidence if they actually try to lie.
Yeah, I was on the sidewalk and then Bernie went to go step out into the street and there was a bus coming, so I put my arm out and he was like, "Holy shit, I would have died." because I was there.
And you're mm-hmm. like, "You're welcome, Mr. Sanders."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a Todd from the future stepping out of a time machine said, "No, I would have died if not for the free healthcare. Thank you, sir."
The Toddinator.
Yeah, it's just like a more Chad Todd with like gray hair.
It's like half a metal face.
Like somehow my jawline is like actually matured.
That's just what everyone looks like under socialism. Everyone becomes a Chad. A Chad Terminator.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but don't be, you know, if you've listened to this show, you've heard us for a long time talk about electoralism and why it's useful and why it's not useful. But this is really, if nothing else, a chance to absolutely just destroy democracy. Like, not fucking kidding. Like, this radicalizing more and more people against the idea that you should ever trust anyone in this process mm-hmm. is good for you as a Maoist or a ML or an edgy whatever. Like, this is important. This is the biggest leftist movement that we've ever seen in our lifetime and probably in our parents' lifetime. And if you're just going to sit this out of some sort of purity, then you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, do something. Sure, if you're got other stuff to do, fine, but there's no other options right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and like, there's going to be plenty of time to agitate if Bernie gets to be the president. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, once he's president, we get to have all kinds of fucking problems mm-hmm. with him because he's no longer the best we can ask for. He's now a benchmark that we need to start making a big ask with, like, that as our benchmark. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bigger ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bernie ask.
The bigger ass.
The whole no fucking thing with this is Bernie is doing so fucking well that
so well.
The DNC is willing to go scorched earth, is yeah. willing to sacrifice one of their most sacred. The Iowa caucus has been held first for like 100 fucking years, right?
Too long.
A century worth of a completely undemocratic institution that both parties exploit to make sure that their nominee is coronated. And it didn't fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
We beat yeah. them, and they are willing to do scorched earth and destroy their own pillars of undemocraticness.
Of normalcy.
In order to try and stem the tide. But we are stronger than that. Because we don't care about those things. So we're fine with them going scorched earth. In fact, we'll destroy those things right alongside the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, we fun. Put yeah. no stock in them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, if you want like a mental image
Bernie's
of this, just
win
imagine like
so many of these other primaries to like New Hampshire is pretty much in the bag. He's definitely going to win Nevada because Joe Biden is predicted to win there. So that ain't fucking happening. You know, he's probably going to win Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Michigan, maybe Ohio, Wisconsin, almost for sure.
He might self-destruct.
Oh, Biden and not winning anything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah, Biden's not
going to
take a single prime. No.
He might come in second in a random place, like somewhere. He's going to like, but honestly, it's like, yeah, like, because nationally, you had basically Bernie and Biden neck and neck. Like, for a while, Biden was in the lead. And we've been saying since he joined the race, like, that's soft. No one actually likes Joe Biden. They just know who he is. And that was proved in yeah. Iowa, where he was, like, polling really well until the election was actually about to happen. And then people were like, oh, I don't know. And then when the caucuses happened, he got owned. So I feel like
yeah.
Bernie's only going to move further and further ahead as he wins primaries and gains momentum, and Pete falls behind, Warren falls behind, Joe Biden eats shit.
Right. This man, looking at Twitter right now, I don't know if you guys saw the county, Black Hawk County, they like completely reversed the vote totals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so transparent. They're like, the reported totals that someone posted on Facebook was Sanders with 2,100 votes and 155 delegates. And the stuff they reported was Sanders with 1,600 votes, did not say the delegates. So like 400 votes less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like,
wow,
kneecapping. And they also gave like Tom Steyer 300 votes out of nowhere.
That's insane.
It's like insane stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Deval Patrick was getting a bunch of votes that were supposed to be Bernie's.
What this effectively does is destroys any hope that, or any faith that any of us and any of the fucking lay people, any hope or faith that they had in the system to actually represent them. All right. And what they want to do is use that to prevent people from going to the polls. Right. Mm. But what it will actually yep. do is energize people for the only candidate that represents actual change.
Yeah. This is a sort of yeah, Goodwill Hunting definitely. Scenario where it's like, are you going to pick the belt or the wrench? And Bernie's supporters are just going, the wrench, fucker.
Yeah, I'd say listeners, if you want a mental image of the DNC's attempt to go scorched earth, imagine them firebombing Bernie in an anime and just like a spirit bomb, maybe. There's just like a huge explosion, a cloud of dust, and then it clears, but then Bernie's just still standing there. And the DNC is like, oh, what? Bernie's on.
Omewa ma shinderu.
Yeah, he's got
Nani?
He's got the power.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't worry about it. The shit is gonna come out that he won Iowa. Everyone who cares about Bernie at this point knows it. It's unfortunate that they, because the thing, Iowa only matters because it's a media circus.
It's like no delegates. Like in terms of numbers, you actually need, it's like two.
It's a big commercial.
Yeah.
And the the sad thing is that they robbed Bernie of his big national commercial that he should have had.
Mm-hmm.
And that is would have made our, you know, our side more stronger.
That's my only gripe with the Bernie Sanders campaign. They're too honorable, right? They they take the fucking high road. That's totally. That's my only issue with them. And it's not, it's a non-issue because it's, at the end of the day, they're honorable and they do the right thing and they take the high road and it's good and they should and whatever. But we, as their supporters, are not held.
We're not being held to that.
We are not being held to some higher standard. We are not required to play by the rules. We are just free agents. And though we may support Bernie Sanders, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, we're so podcasters.
If we want to call in, if we want to call in a fucking threat to a rally, we can
we can do that.
No, that is illegal.
That is not illegal.
That is not a call to action.
That is extremely legal and very cool.
It is very
cool. It is not legal.
Extremely cool and very legal.
I wonder if anyone will hear any of that, if they're just like a beep.
But I agree. I mean, I think that it's a shit, but I think once Bernie's the nominee, all bets are off.
Oh,
I cannot wait to see who his vice president is going to be and the kind of shit she's going to say, because I'm fingers crossed it's Nina Turner.
I would love it.
That would be so powerful.
It's going to be nuts.
That would be so good.
It makes me very sad that Rashida Tlaib has so much bad will. Like, I love her, but she has pissed off a lot of people. I don't think that she was wrong in what she did that pissed them off. I think she was absolutely right, but she's pissed off too many people to be the VP pick. But in an ideal world, she would be the VP pick, and Rashida and Bernie would steamroll every one of these establishment motherfuckers.
I don't know.
Not that I don't think Nina would be a great pick as well. I think she would be wonderful too.
I'm down with either of them.
If not Nina or Rashida, I gotta say also Vermin Supreme.
Hell yeah.
Just the ultimate fuck you. Oh my God.
Vermin Supreme is gonna Jill Stein Bernie.
Ooh. I think that... shout out to Vermin Supreme. If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, which he's going to, don't worry.
If he doesn't get the nomination, buy a gun.
Also, do buy a gun. Actually, you should just do that now because you got to get ready.
Just buy a gun anyway. Yeah,
legally buy a legal gun.
Join your local SRA.
A legal
New Hampshire
cool gun.
Is an open carry state.
Arm yourself. It's crazy that you're not armed. What are you doing?
Isn't like 2/3 of the country an open carry state? Like everywhere I've ever lived, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, as long as you don't conceal the gun, you can take it into Walmart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do that. If Sanders doesn't get the nomination, I will be voting for La Riva. And if she's not on the ticket, Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme. No, right? I'm going to write in Bernie Sanders. I will not vote for anybody but Bernie.
I don't know.
Listener,
if you can
do that. Expect you to do the same. It is Bernie or bust.
You can write in anyone you want.
You know what you need to do? You need to tell every fucking lib that you know that you are Bernie or bust. So if they want to beat Trump, they have to be Bernie too.
Because I love seeing people cry about that.
You,
it's so funny.
Will refuse to vote for anybody else, but they have a choice. They can choose Bernie or Trump, and it's up to fucking them.
It's simple mathematics.
Well, yeah, because like, what am I gonna do? Cast a vote for fucking Joe Biden in the general?
No.
Cast a vote for fucking Pete Buttigieg in the general? They're both gonna get owned by Trump. If either of them goes up against him, it's gonna be like a landslide Trump victory. It's just a fucking fact. I don't like it. Nobody likes it, but it's fucking true.
I would have a threesome with Pete and Chasten before I voted for butt guy.
It's also just such a stupid strategy, because if you tell people that, where it's like, listen, if we want to beat a fascist, we'll vote for anyone. Vote for anyone. You have to promise you'll vote for anyone before they're even nominated. Then at a certain point, fascists are just going to be like, why don't we just nominate two fascists? And they have to vote for us. They'll feel too bad to not vote for us. I guess that's basically the plot of that Simpsons episode where the two aliens are running and they're like, what are you going to do? Vote for a third party candidate? Why would you throw away your vote? and everyone's like, I guess so. I guess they're right. One of the aliens.
Well, to that point, if they fuck Bernie out of the nomination, I'm just going to stop paying attention to electoral politics altogether and either go like direct action insurrection or like start an entirely new fucking electoral party. Like AOC's been saying, like, I shouldn't be in the same party as Joe Biden. Yeah. It's like, you absolutely
should.
Shouldn't. that. Let's mm-hmm. let's make a party where AOC is in the right wing of the party.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember when there was a thing where like someone like, I don't know, burned or like vandalized like a Republican party headquarters, and then some fucking like absolute cucks, like centrist Democrats on Twitter were like, we should raise money for them to rebuild their headquarters.
Oh, fuck that.
The
oh
fuck
my
is wrong
God.
With
West Wing brain poison fucking idiots.
By
we
helping
are all
them.
On the same
roof.
Team.
Same team. They'll
fucking
like us more.
Brain dead, worthless pieces of shit.
Yes, they're awful. Yeah. Okay, so I think we've talked enough about Bernie Sanders and the Iowa caucus and all the things you should do about that, because he's going to win. He won. It's over. We're moving on to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're going to New Hampshire this weekend. We're going to win there, too.
We are going yep. to New Hampshire this
easily.
Weekend.
It's
going to
be a landslide. Mm. It's going to be an enormous victory.
So,
my closing statement,
huge.
Pete Buttigieg is a rat, and it's time to exterminate.
That's right.
In lighter news, apparently, the police from a place called Hamden, I didn't check what state it's in, say that a man was hired at a gas station, and then on his first day, he stole $17,000 worth of supplies and merchandise and his own employee file, and now nobody can remember his name.
Oh my God, what a genius.
The perfect
that
crime.
Rules.
There's a photo here of the guy, and he's obviously like, you know, Middle Eastern or he's not white. He's a brown person.
Yeah.
And so he probably has a name that like most white people would struggle with. And he just thought like, why don't I just only say it to them once and then steal my fucking only piece of paper that has my name on it. They won't be able to rat me out to the police. Like, it's brilliant.
It's so good. Cause you know, the like middle-aged small business tyrant white dude who owns this place is like, well, it was like Jafar or like fucking no, it's not Aladdin.
It's not.
Yeah.
Here's what I do
Muhammad?
Know. It wasn't Muhammad. I remember that.
It might have been Ahmed.
And then he goes home and he's like, "What was it, Muhammad? What if he said it? What if they pronounced it differently?"
I'm pretty sure the middle part was Hussein.
Yeah, it was like a Hussein or a Usain or something. Like just anyone whose name Muhammad Hussein, and they're like, "Sir, there are 2 million Muhammad Husseins just in this part of the country." It does not help.
Well, anyway. Whoever this guy was, he gets praxis of the week.
Good job.
During a dark and desolate news cycle for turning white people's casual and forgetful racism.
But this is the thing,
this
right?
This is what this it is, looks like to steal something in a good way.
That, yes, steal from small business tyrants, but on a larger scale, do fucking insurrectionary shit, right? Forget the fucking rules, right? If the people that are supposed to be the good guys, the Democrats, aren't going to play by the fucking rules, do this. Fucking go break in to the campaign headquarters of the campaign and steal all their literature at night. Throw a Molotov. Yeah. Do Molotovs.
That's a great idea.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah. I support it. I feel good about it.
Plant drugs in their headquarters and
no,
then call the cops.
Drugs are expensive.
Poppers are cheap and illegal.
Yeah, but no one would believe that Pete or Chazen were using poppers, though. That's the thing. It's gotta be something you believe.
I would say that on Twitter that I believed that they had poppers.
Sure.
So that's close enough. So you can steal a campaign and that's bad because you're a fascist, or you can steal your actual whole salary from a gas station and that's cool because you're not a fascist.
Yeah,
that fucking rules.
I mean, for all we know, this guy is just a modern day Stalin. Instead of robbing banks, he's robbing gas stations to finance the revolution.
No, he's a modern day Stirner. This guy fucking rips, right? John,
this is probably like one of the most egoist praxises I've ever seen. Like, short of, I know I always come back to this, but that guy in Northern Michigan who went behind the counter at a Subway, made a couple sandwiches for people, made his own sandwich, and took $20 out of the register. That gets style points, I think,
hell
that
yeah.
go a long way with egoists that this doesn't get. But this is just like, this almost feels like anarcho-syndicalist, like, you know, man, like, you know, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. How about I take 17 grand worth of
hell
shit?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to
after
rhyme.
Working there for 1 week.
It's been 1 week since you hired me. Forgot my name because it's fucking weird.
Hell yeah.
Yes. So speaking of being fucking weird.
Yeah.
Elon Musk made a song.
Oh, yeah. A euphoric house track.
But that's not what we're talking.
Oh my god!
It is unfortunately. I'm so sad to report. It's unfortunately not that bad.
It's like six out of ten.
Look, you can go on.
How hard is it to make
progressive
trance music? Oh my god! Yes. Literally, just drop acid in Ibiza as many times as you fucking want because you have like billions of dollars or whatever, look, and you're like, oh, I've really picked up on the nuances of the same fucking 808 kick with a different filter on it that I move around. Like, oh, I open it for 8 bars. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, look, the music that Elon Musk makes is like the music you do after you've had like a cracked copy of Ableton for your first week and you just now have figured out the patterns can be more than 4 beats.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's crazy. Harsh. I didn't know that. No, I'm kidding.
Neither did Elon.
Yeah. So this is
Elon strikes me as a Cubase guy. I will not be reading
digital
replies.
Performer.
I love to imagine a billionaire who bought Ableton Push and got Ableton Lite and was just like, I'm not going to buy this.
He's still like torrents a cracked copy of like Massive and Serum and all that. Like, he doesn't fucking pay for it.
It's like Googling like where to get VST plugins free.
What do I have to download to make lo-fi beats to chill Saudi to?
I want to chill with my cute GF Grimes.
My gothic big TT GF Grimes.
I think there was a thing where on Twitter, like Kanye posted a picture of his computer and someone was like, is that the Pirate Bay? It was like he was downloading software or something from Pirate Bay.
No,
oh my god! Fucking king shit.
Strong move.
Fucking king.
So this is Elon Watch. CNBC is reporting that Tesla shares crater 17% after coronavirus delays Model 3 deliveries. Coronavirus, famously something that exists.
I mean, it's killed more people than SARS now, but realistically it's probably just killing like people who are old and weak,
right? Because it's a flu.
It's basically the communist flu.
It's like an intensified flu, but it's a big issue. Like, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, you know, the coronavirus isn't serious to the people that it's actually affecting in China. It is serious, and the Chinese government is responding to it. And there's a whole conversation to be had about the measures that they're using to respond to it. But that's not what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to make fun of Tesla for having their notoriously idiotic company that can never stay on a schedule or release anything on time ever blame the fact that they can't get their new model of cars out on time on a fucking major ticket news item that's been blown out of proportion by every Western news source possible for the last week and a half.
Right. It's like if the CIA invented the flu.
Yeah.
And then gave it only to China.
Well, I mean, I've read theories that it was actually an act of bioterror.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It probably was. It probably was the fucking United States. I would believe, like, if somebody presented me with one credible piece of evidence, I would immediately don my tinfoil hat and start digging.
I fucking
believe it right now. I don't give a shit.
Hope I get the coronavirus so I can go take a fucking selfie with Elizabeth Warren.
Ooh. Wait, yeah, that's what. Don't, you know, do anything illegal. Just get the coronavirus and go to a Mayor Pete meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah, die for the hive.
Spit in his mouth.
Well, you won't die. Just hope that he
likes
does.
It.
Or Joe Biden. Joe Biden's old. Honestly, you know, a strong breeze could probably kill that man.
Yeah, but
like the coronavirus.
We don't need to play dirty against Joe Biden because he's already just a fucking like decrepit old fucking boomer.
Yeah, he's already dirty because he shit his doo-doo pants.
At this point, you can take Joe Biden down just by staring at him too long in a public place. Because he challenged you to a fight, you could just accept.
He would freak
you know?
Out, yeah. Why? Why are you staring at me? What's the facts, Jack?
Okay. So his shit fell 17% on Wednesday, which I guess is cratering. I don't really know. Is that like
Biden?
Are people
freaking
out for him?
How many percent did Biden fall?
He fell down. No.
Biden fell about 3 feet and shattered a hip, actually.
Yeah, no, that the way to defeat Biden is to just make put up like a like barrier at like calf level.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, wouldn't be able to step over it.
I'm trying to move my hips. It's hard. Yeah. Well, he sucks. But so does Elon and fuck his stupid cars.
Elon Musk won't be stopped until we fix the financial system because he's always going to come up with a new way to attract a bunch of investors and bounce back from whatever fucking like insane fuck up he's come up with this time.
Yeah, right. And it's a shame. If you're driving and you see a Tesla, get in front of it and slam on your brakes and you get a free new car. That's how it works.
Oh, interesting.
I already do that to Hummers. You know, I can just start doing it to one more kind of car. It's really easy.
Oh, man. Yeah, imagine if Tesla merged with Hummer and started making all electric Hummers.
It's crazy taxi rules.
Oh, my God. Don't give Elon ideas. It'll be like 5 years before he plays Twisted Metal on acid and puts a gun on it.
I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Cybertruck has guns.
I interrupted you with my stupid thing about Tesla's brand.
No, it's okay. It's just such a shame because it's like I want, you know, electric cars are good for the environment. It'd be nice if all cars were electric, including big trucks or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just a shame how much he's a shithead and it's a capitalist company. So
yeah,
we live
it's
in hell.
Like I want electric cars, but if Elon Musk is making them, it's just like I want universal health care. But if it's Elizabeth Warren, she's a woman. I don't want that.
Yeah, and that's why we're against her. We don't like her because she's a woman.
Yeah, Mayor Pete, gay.
The only reason.
Joe Biden, too old and racist.
Yeah. No, yeah. Joe Biden is German.
Those are legitimate concerns, Chris. You're fucking up the joke.
we're racist against ethnic Germans. That's why we don't like Joe Biden.
Right. He's racist against the wrong people.
Right. Speaking of Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bloomberg Business Week had a fucking pretty funny article called No City Hates Its Landlords Like Berlin Does.
Speaking of people who are fucking tanking in the primaries, Bloomberg, zero delegates.
Was he even like participating? I think he like wasn't on the ballot in Iowa, insanely, but it's still running somehow.
Fucking kill yourself.
He should.
Please do.
Give us all your money first.
You know, trigger warning for anybody who has suicidal tendencies, but Bloomberg, fucking kill yourself.
That's right.
And donate all your money to everyone. Mm. So yeah, Berlin is really doing some crazy stuff with housing. John, you want to explain this a little bit?
I guess for a long time, Berlin has been a city that like doesn't take landlords' shit, especially in the eastern portion that of course, you know, used to be socialist. And
the DDR.
there was an anarcho-syndicalist bar that the ownership of their bar that they had to pay rent on kept moving around, and then it eventually settled with these people that they like had to track down for a long time, and it turned out to be like three random old dudes living in London who were brothers or cousins or whatever, and they own like huge swaths of real estate all over Europe. And apparently this caused a really big uproar in Berlin. People started to get really mad. They're like, you're going to keep raising the rents, you know, and we either talked about previously or we were going to talk about how Berlin was proposing a 5-year rent freeze.
Yes.
And so this is the continuation of that, which is just like they're not only proposing a 5-year rent freeze, but Berliners are insistent that they continue to take this step and step further until they get to the point where the German state buys up all of the housing from these landlords and just controls the rent prices and keeps them at a set rate.
Yes.
Yes. Just much like China does.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Bloomberg Weekly would admit that they were doing that. It's weird how Berlin, a country full of white people doing this gets reported on, and China, a country full of Chinese people, doesn't get reported on doing that.
Well, they did have a little bit of a bias evident where, like, when they talked about how like Berlin is definitely doing the rent freeze, and then how also people maybe want them to do like buying up the apartments. It was like, this scheme may sound far fetched, but somewhere around 50% of people in Berlin support it. So it's like, well, why does it sound far-fetched? Most people want to do it. It seems like you're just editorializing.
Doesn't sound far-fetched at all.
Sounds
fine. Totally
sounds
normal
and good, yeah.
It may be a popular proposal, but is it an electable proposal? Yeah. Or an elected?
This proposal will never get elected.
No one likes it.
Well, and this just rules so much because, like, so many cities across America, so many cities across the world struggle with insane landlords, mass landlords, landlords who own like hundreds or thousands of properties, or just giant strips of land, people who monopolize on commercial areas, drive out small businesses, drive out community centers, drive out, you know, small schools and stuff like that, some, you know, community hospitals, places where people could get rapid access to healthcare, people where places could get things for cheaper than they would otherwise be able to get them. And it just drives the fucking prices up on everything. It's insane. And, you know, we have to do something like this in the United States. If Bernie Sanders gets elected president, which, as we've been saying, he's gonna, it's gonna happen. Unrestrained optimism at this point.
Like I fucking said, right? Landlords are gonna play dirty. Right. They're going to refuse to do maintenance on your place. They're going to refuse to fix the shit that's wrong. They're not going to plow your fucking driveway when it snows. They're not going to cut your grass. They're not going to fix it when it floods. They're not going to fix the fucking hot water, whatever. You need to play dirty. It is high fucking time that the left started playing dirty, because the right and the people in power and the establishment and the people who own everything, they've been playing dirty for hundreds of years. How the fuck do you think they got there? It's high time we started playing fucking dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Make sure that this happens in America when Bernie Sanders is president. That's the whole point, mm-hmm. is to nationalize shit.
Yeah.
Collectivize shit. Actually make leaps, strides towards actual liberal democracy, actual socialism, than actual communism.
Right. And, well, and we should nationalize all the houses, and then there's one house left to nationalize, the White House.
The White House.
And it's Bernie the people's house. Elected,
if Bernie doesn't get in, God forbid, just start fucking killing him.
Yeah, do it anyway.
Just get rid of the fucking landlords.
Take the White House. Yeah.
Yeah, we can have a cultural revolution.
It's high time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. All right.
Unless
your
grandfather owns the monopoly of all eggs in China, and then. What the fuck are you supposed to do? Not have the monopoly of eggs?
Yeah, listen, my grandmother lived in a big house and she liked it.
She lived in a mansion and was rich, and then they took all her money away.
Communism ruined everything.
So bad.
Yeah. But
all of these peasants got this idea that they were going to like come and take it away from us. And I guess, you know, it's the free market of ideas. So if that one's more popular and successful, you know,
we have to bend
to the will of the market.
No, seriously, I love the free market of ideas.
In conclusion, like, don't be afraid to play dirty against these pieces of shit. They're already playing dirty against you. They want to make sure that you feel. They want to make sure that you feel fucking demoralized, that you don't go to the polls, that you don't fucking caucus or vote or whatever. You need to come out in even bigger numbers. You need to do stuff outside of voting. You need to fucking volunteer. You need to donate. Every single time I find myself getting mad, every single time I want to post about it, because I've been permabanned from Twitter, so I only have my little incognito account, so I can't really post about it. Now I just donate.
You can get there again.
I just donate to Bernie.
You can get back.
I don't want to get back. Okay. It's a blessing to not be a fucking, not have the disease of posting.
Oh, you do it anyway. Yeah. You just do it in secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to come back. It's only a matter of time.
Anyway.
Maybe as Halo Man.
Yeah. All right. Well, yes, please go out there. Make sure Bernie wins. He's going to anyway, but it's only going to be because you do work for him. And then more revolution. This was a little first revolution just to test if you can handle it.
You don't know.
You've never been out there before.
Just an appetizer.
Try it first.
And
amuse-bouche.
If you know about a Buddy Rally's location, call the venue and say that you're threatening to bring a bong. That's right. It's not illegal to call in a bong threat.
That's true.
Especially if it's in a state where weed is legal. Or I guess you're just bringing your tobacco bong.
It's a water pipe.
It's not. I mean, in some states, it's legal to follow through on a bong threat. California, for instance.
I'm going to do a bong threat. I'm a little stuffy. I said bong threat.
A bong threat. It's going to be a hot bong, and I'm going to get smoke on Joe Biden from my bong.
I'm going to light the bong. And then it's gonna ignite.
I'm gonna count down.
And then I'm gonna pass it like a little hot potato to Joe Biden.
Yeah, I've planted a bong with a timer on it somewhere in Joe Biden's room.
And when the timer goes off, it'll spark. And it'll go off. It'll blow everyone sky high. I'm sorry, wait. It'll get everyone sky high.
Grow everyone sky. I said grow everyone sky high.
I'm going to have to beep so much in this episode.
This is a bong threat.
No, the bong bit is clean.
Yeah, this is 100%
this
legal.
Is PG. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to Bong Bong Lettuce. It has been so lovely talking to you, all four of us together here again.
Hell yes.
Todd, Chris, John, me, Bryn. Please listen to our Patreon feed. patreon.com/bpbledish. Check that out. We put bonus episodes out every week. If you'd like to help us out a little more, go on Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. It really helps people find the show. Check out my other show, Generation Loss. And then hang out with us on Facebook Mids Posting. Follow us on Twitter and IG and all those other places. And we'll see you in the Discord.
See you in the Discord.
Love Beep. You. Oh, also, Beep. Also Beep John's beeping. Twitch. BB Blood is Twitch. Love you. Bye.
Beep on.
Keep beeping.
Sound clash, buck up the champion tonight, you get flat. No, we are gonna murder you. Eyes don't see, heart don't creep. Tonight, tonight, we are gonna knock you off your feet. I know we are gonna bury you.
Murder them.